Hello there. Hi, my name is Frank, and I'm with Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota, sir?
Yep.
Okay. And would you mind participating in a statewide poll about your state of Minnesota?
Yeah, I suppose. Sure. How long does it take?
Just a few minutes. Are you at least 18 years of age?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today, in your opinion? I'm going to give you the categories. The economy, taxes, education, healthcare, moral, social issues, the environment, crime and drugs, or other?
I guess I'd have to say healthcare.
Healthcare, sounds good. All right, next question. What is the most important or pressing global environmental issue? So here are the categories. Fossil fuels, need to move to renewable energy, water pollution, climate change, global warming, air pollution, wetlands, overpopulation, or other?
I don't know. It's all bad. It's all equally bad. But I guess if you're asking what the biggest problem is, I think it is fossil fuels.
All right. Sounds good. What is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota, in your opinion? Here are the categories. Water pollution, air pollution, global warming, climate change, recycling, forest management, protect wetlands, mining, nuclear waste, endangered species, timber harvest, landfill space, or other?
Well, some of those are kind of redundant when you're talking water pollution and wetlands, but I guess I'd say water pollution, I think, is probably the biggest issue right now.
Okay.
Especially with all the mining going on in the northern part of the state.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Next question. Using the scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? The first one would be agriculture and farming, and you have those four options: excellent, good, just fair, good, or
yeah.
Poor.
I think it's being handled poorly.
Okay. Next one, mining.
Poorly.
Okay. Next one, forest products.
I think it's managed good.
Okay. Refining?
Poorly.
Okay. And electric utilities?
Fair.
Fair, okay. And the last one is medical manufacturing.
Good.
Okay. Next, how would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? All right, so you have pretty much the same four options: excellent, good, just fair, and poor. And the first one is the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources.
I think they do a good job, not an excellent job, but I think they do a good job.
All right, thank you, sir. Next one, the county land departments.
You mean like the public utilities?
That's what it says. County land departments. I would think it has to do with the utilities. So I'm gonna give you all the four options that there are. So the first one is, I mean, the categories, right? Not the options, but the categories.
Right.
The first one is county land departments. The second one is environmental groups. The third one is forest and timber industries. And the fourth one is U.S. Forest Service.
Okay. All right. So I think the first one you said is good.
Okay. Then we got the environmental groups.
Yeah, close. Good. They're doing the best they can, I guess. Yeah.
Okay. Forest and timber industries.
I think they're doing excellent, actually.
Okay. And the last one, U.S. Forest Service.
Excellent.
Okay. Thank you. Next. How important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, not at all important, or you're not sure?
Very important.
Okay, thank you, sir. Next, how significant of a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it is very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant?
Very significant.
Did you say very?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, sir. Next. Each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, fewer than harvested, or you're not sure?
I'm not sure.
Okay, thanks. Moving on, do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forests today than in the 1970s? So the options are more, fewer, or about the same?
I would say fewer.
Okay, thank you, sir. Do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not?
I believe there is, yes.
Okay. Next, what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say positive, not no impact, or negative?
I would say negative.
All right. Thank you, sir. Next, do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
Yes, I think it's possible. I don't know if they would do that, but I think it's possible.
Okay. Thanks, sir. Do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not parks, or wildlife areas, or not?
Yes, I think they should be able to do that if they pay the government to harvest them, yes.
Okay, thank you, sir. Next. Some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wildness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood, wood and paper products or not?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks. Do you feel that it is appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Not.
Okay. Next, do you feel that it is appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Not. I thought that was what we just, isn't it the same question?
It sounds a lot, some questions are very similar. Yeah, but yeah, I will go with the non, right? You said no, right?
Right, yeah, yeah.
Okay, and next one, have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry?
Yeah.
Okay. Next, do you consider yourself an active member of an environmental group? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, next. Do you donate money to environmental causes? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, next. The Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion economic activity and employs about 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity is employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a, and then you have all the options, right? You have a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component of the Minnesota state economy, a minor component of the, so if you consider that
a significant,
okay. Thank you, sir. Next. Like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining qualified workforce, especially finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Would you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to find programs to help Minnesota's forest industries to find trained more workers to fill these jobs?
I would support it.
Support it? Okay, thank you. The state of Wisconsin is improving its rural economies and job opportunities by making an $1 million investment on its forest industry's workforce. Wisconsin's investment will fund the creation of 2 training facilities, providing 200 plus hour certification training in operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin's investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and child care. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forests and forest industries? Would you support it or oppose it?
Yeah, I would support it.
All right, thank you, sir. We're almost done. I am going to list several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. So the first one would be create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Will you support it or oppose it?
Support it.
Support it. Okay, next one. Increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed the forest industry, to include urban, indigenous, migrants, and minority. You support it? Okay. Thank you, sir. Next one, work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues.
Support.
Okay, and the last one is get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide.
support.
Okay. And finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the biggest level of education you have completed, sir?
High school.
High school, right? Okay.
Yeah.
What is your age between 18 and 34, between 35 and 49, between 50 and 64?
50 and 64.
Okay. And how would you describe the community you live in? A large city, suburban, small town, farm or rural, or other?
City.
Okay. And is your annual household income between 25,000 and 49,000, between 50,000 and 74,000, between 75,000 and 99 and 100,000, or 100,000 plus?
100,000 plus.
Okay. And do you consider your political views as liberal, moderate, conservative, or other?
Moderate.
Okay. And in which one of the following categories would you put your job or business? In manufacturing, business retail, construction, farming, medical, education? What was that?
Construction.
Construction, okay. And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself a male, a female, or something else?
I'm a male.
Okay. This concludes our survey, sir. Thank you very much for your participation, and have a great night, okay?
Yep, thanks, Mike.